Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for February 12, 2005 in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. The tsunami's devastation in Asia is slowly fading from the media's eye, but CB International hasn't forgotten the survivors. CBI has been in Indonesia for more than 50 years, and they're helping to rebuild. The hope is, says CBI's Hans Finzel, that when the Indonesian government tells foreign workers to leave,
we want the church and the Muslims to say, no, we don't want these people to leave because of the help that they're providing. So that's kind of the strategy we're taking. Serve them as much as we can with love in the name of Jesus so that we can provide long-term relief and an opportunity to be a long-term witness.
Next, Compassion International is saying thank you to the thousands who gave from their hearts in the aftermath of the tsunami disaster that struck 11 countries. Your gifts helped raise $2 million for Compassion's Tsunami Disaster Relief Fund. That money will be used to help the victims physically in Jesus' name through the local church. Thousands of victims in India, Indonesia, and Sri Lanka received basic necessities, and many heard the good news. And Mongolia is a country not typically known for being very open to the gospel. Less than 1% of the population is known to claim the Christian faith. But according to Dan Jacobson with New Tribes Mission, that's changing, as there are now churches in just about every one of Mongolia's 22 provincial centers. Jacobson works there. He says he's seeing ministry change.
Now it is shifting from evangelism to discipleship and setting up the church in such a way that it becomes totally Mongolian, where it has Mongolian leadership who oversee it and run it.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact's new DVD, Revolution, is available at 1-800-995-4828. Learn how God might use you to reach out to those affected by war, persecution, or natural disasters like the tsunami. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.